Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, Mishim Kol Yisrael. We're on page Samech Zayin. Kol Berchon B'yom Shira Talion. Isa B'zara Kadosh, Kol Berchon De'le'el V'sata B'yom Shira Talion. Of the brachos in the upper worlds and the lower worlds, Shemayim and Aretz, they depend on the seventh day. V'yish L'dayik B'l'shono Shomer B'yom Shira Talion V'lo B'shabta Talion. It's interesting that the Zohar says B'yom Shira. When it refers to Shabbos, it calls it the seventh day, and not just the name Shabbos. Al pia amor sheshvi hu echilka Shabbos she'adam ba'atma osa mekadish b'achan aso. We've spoken about how, when it says shvi, it refers to the part of Shabbos that a Jew makes to themselves by preparing for it. O mevada chilik b'Shabbos atzma, bein Shabbos shodkama la'achana l'Shabbos la'achana. Besides the fact that there's a difference between a Shabbos that has preparation before it versus a Shabbos that does not have preparation for it, Yishgam hefresh b'koach hashba so Shabbos ha'imos ha'shvo sh'acharei. Right? We've been focusing on the fact that, oh, if I prepare for Shabbos, so I'll have a good Shabbos. If I don't prepare for Shabbos, I won't have a good Shabbos. We're focusing on Shabbos itself. We're going to add another layer here. It's not just that my Shabbos is different, it's that the koach of Shabbos on the days of the week, the power Shabbos has to influence the following week, also depends on my hachana. Hamatana shel Shabbos nitenes liYehudi rak b'Shabbos atzma. The gift of Shabbos is given to a Jew on Shabbos itself, because shel Shabbos cholefes he nitelas mimeno. When Shabbos goes away, so the gift is taken from him. Ach kedusha Shabbos shalasei shabatcha, but the holiness of Shabbos that comes from a Shabbos of preparation, a Shabbos where you prepare for it beforehand. Shehichin ba malo b'sheches me'maser, where you toil during the 6 days of the week. An amazing idea. When I prepare for Shabbos, so I receive the Or of Shabbos on Shabbos, and that Or now comes with me into my following week. I now have Chizik from Shabbos during the coming week. If I don't prepare for Shabbos, so then I'll receive the Or of Shabbos on Shabbos, but then once Shabbos ends, the Or will go away. If I want that Or to last, I want the Or of Shabbos to last, which is the Or of Dvikas, which is the Or of Avas Hashem, which is the Or of Yiras Hashem. So I have to prepare to receive it throughout the days of the week. What does that mean? How does a Jew receive the bracha of the Yom HaShvi'i? It depends on how much of a Yom HaShvi'i it is. It depends on how much you prepare for it during the week. Kacha hu zocha lekabels kol habrachos lekacha nishar aslo. If my Shabbos is the day of Yom HaShvi'i, it's the day where I prepared for it throughout the whole week, and I'll be zocha to really receive the brachos, and then the brachos will stay with me. Because again, if I don't prepare for the week, and if I don't create a vessel, so then I can't receive any Or to hold on to for the week. I'll just kind of get the Or, it'll be with me, then I'll leave. But if I make enough room for it in my life, and I prepare for it properly, then I'll be able to keep it with me throughout the week. Right, just to read that again, because it's a powerful line. Be'ez amida mikabel Yehudias kol berchan. How does a Jew, in what way does a Jew receive the brachos? Be'yom ha'shvi'a talion. It depends on the Yom ha'shvi'i. Depends on my prep. It's a day that I've been preparing for the whole week. The Shabbos that I have, that's the Yom HaShvi'i that comes after prep, so the Or I get on that Shabbos, it can't be taken away from me. It's mine. Because I toiled and worked hard to acquire this vessel, to acquire the Shabbos, so the Or of Shabbos now wants to stay with me, and it stays with me. Kedisa b'tikuni zohar, ala pasuk v'shamim reisa asa Shabbos, laso asa Shabbos adorasam, dichsiv adorasam chaser, lashon dira, right? So when it's written adorasam, it's written without the vavs, it's lacking. So it now looks like the word dira. Zaka iu man dimetakin la dira na bilibe. A person has to make for themselves, make in themselves, really, room for Hashem. Right? A room for Hashem in their hearts.
like a dira, right? I live in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to look for a dira, you have to look for an apartment, you have to look for this space where you can live. So a person has to, zaka'iu madim, and talking about dira na bilibe, right? A person has to create this space in their heart for Hashem. And in this case, for the Orev Shabbos. Kasher adam miskonein l'shabbos choshesh esmei maaseh. When a Jew prepares for Shabbos during the 6 days of the week, umeichin l'shabbos dira na'e bilibo, and he prepares this space, this apartment as it were, this nice place for Shabbos in his heart, as yesh lo kli l'kabos l'shabbos. Then you now have this vessel to receive the Orev Shabbos. We have to make room for it. The kasher Shabbos and dechus bidiras libo. When Shabbos enters your heart, as gam achash Shabbos chalefes him yashirabo reshima kadishel choy mos hashavua. Then once Shabbos leaves, it still leaves a roshim. It still leaves its impact and effect. Reshima kadishel choy mos hashavua. This holy impact, this holy effect, right? There's an impact there that takes place when the Orev Shabbos is there. The Lord Shabbos is in my heart. Right, so the Pizetz Rebbe talks about Nechovas HaTamidim, that let's say you're going to have this fancy, the ruler of the world, this king come, right, the king of your town, right, to come visit you. He can come visit you in your house, and you see your room and everything. So when the king is coming, the king can't come to a gross place. You have to clean up everything. So Pizetz Rebbe says, if we want Hashem to come into our lives, we have to prepare ourselves privately and clean ourselves of our chataim. And to clean ourselves of all of our mistakes and all of our impure thoughts and everything like that. And it's the same thing when it comes to Shabbos. If we want the Orev Shabbos to enter into the Dira in our hearts, so we have to create that Dira in our hearts. How do we create that Dira? We have to purify ourselves. We have to work on our midos. We have to learn Torah. We have to daven. We have to clean out all of the gunk that's in our hearts, right? So that there's room for Hashem. Right? That's the famous line of the Kutz Karevi, right? Where is Hashem wherever you let Him in? So it's on us to let Hashem into our lives. If we don't clear out that space in our hearts, so Hashem can't get in. In this case, Shabbos can't get in. There's no room for Shabbos. V'adarash apirshu b'svarim ha'kidoshim, yitzias tzadik min ha'makam o seroshim. When a tzadik leaves a place, so the tzadik impressed the sense of holiness into that place, and he leaves a roshim. He leaves a mark. He leaves an impact, an effect. So too Shabbos, wherever it is, it leaves an impact. So if Shabbos is in my heart, if I prepare my heart during the week and it's now in my heart, so Shabbos will leave an impact on me. If a person sees that Shabbos comes and goes and they don't really feel any more a sense of holiness, so that tells you, and everything just goes by and nothing really has changed. Shabbos comes, I had a good time, but when Shabbos ends, I don't feel any like closer to Hashem, or I don't feel like I've grown at all. So that shows me that Shabbos wasn't a Yom HaShviya. It wasn't a day that I prepared, really. It's kind of just happened. It was a crazy week. Shabbos hits, great, I enjoy it. Chicken soup was great. Went to shul, it was nice. Went and hung out with some friends, went on a walk. And then it ended and then it's over. That's Shabbos. That's not Yom HaShviya. Yom HaShviya is I prepared during the week. I learned. I thought about Shabbos. I learned Hilchos Shabbos, all these different things. And then once Shabbos hit, I really felt a sense of aliyah. I felt like I was really growing. And then when Shabbos ends, I still feel this yearning for Hashem. And like, instead of running to my phone right after Avdala, I went to go learn, listen to a shir, or I read a story of a tzaddik, right? So that shows me that my Shabbos was a Yom HaShvi. It was a Shabbos that's not going to be with me throughout the rest of the week and give me chizik. So heichin la dira na belibe. You didn't prepare a dira in your heart to receive the Orev Shabbos, was Queen Kroibi Mosachol. He didn't prepare properly during the days of the week. Okay, last paragraph in Mechilsa Isa says the Medrash, Kol mi shemishaber Shabbos maschar notel alav. What reward is received by the one who guards Shabbos, who keeps Shabbos? Talmud Lomar, Ashrei Nosh Yaseh Zosef and Adam Yachazik Ba Shomer Shabbos Mechalo Veshomer Yadav Me'asos Korah. Which translates as, happy is the one who does this, and the son of a man who holds fast to it, who keeps Shabbos not to profane it. He keeps his hand from doing all evil. What does that show us? Halamanu, we learn from this. Shekol mi shemishabres haShabbos. If you guard Shabbos, you keep Shabbos, meruchak min ha'avera. You are distanced from an avera. V'yesh l'tayek b'lashon kasev asheinos yaseh zos. Where's Yaseh? Wait, we see Yaseh. What do we think of? Shua derech laso is the Shabbos, which is preparing. When a Jew prepares for Shabbos and they guard Shabbos, their schar is they are distanced from averos. And that makes a lot of sense, because if I'm always preparing during the week for Shabbos, I'm always in an environment of holiness. Right? The Katz Karev used to tell his Hasidim, it's not that I don't want you to desire to do an avera, it's that I don't want you to have time to do an avera. It's a big line. It's not that I don't want you to desire to do an avera, I don't want you to have time to do an avera. We're preparing for Shabbos the whole week, so there's no time to do avera. So automatically, we're memruchak mina avera. Schar ze shehu meruchak mina avera yeshlo mashmu shoneh miyuchedes. This reward, that you're distant and you're removed from an avera, is a very unique and special schar. Lo kimo dvarim achrim shenemar lehem sheim matzlim min avera. Right? You see in this different svarim that, oh, if you do this, you're going to be saved from an avera. The difference in being saved from avera means distance from an avera. What's the difference? Says the son of a Rebbe. Del matzil min avera perusha. What does it mean? Shim ba avera leyado yeshlo shiata deshmaili natzalimena. What it means to be saved from avera, it means, like, let's say something comes away and then it will cause you to do an avera. So I have special shiata deshmaili to be saved from that avera that's in my life right now. But being distanced and removed from an avera means mashmo shunimsa ba'avir acher legamre, an entirely different kind of environment. The air you're breathing is different. You have no shaychus to any of these averos. They're not relevant to you. They're not even in your life. Shasham ein bichlam mitzil shel avera. There's no reality within an avera. K'maymar akasu v'nagalei krav ba'alecha. Kilu ein mishnei mekumas. You're in two different places. You're in one place, the avera is in a totally different place. Again, it's an amazing idea. It's the katz grabby. You can't have time to do averas. That's the goal. When I'm preparing for Shabbos, I'm in an environment of holiness, so I'm in a different world. There's no averas in the world of holiness. So no avera is relevant to my life right now. It's not like being saved from it. That's not even near me anymore. We want to be not near these things. The etza lizchusla zeh, so how am I zocha to have this? Asher knows Yasezos. Lasos is Shabbos Adiachana Bimosacho. I prepare for Shabbos during the week. My entire week is filled with holiness and the Or of Shabbos, which is the Or of Tshuva, which is the Or of Emunah, which is the Or of Dveikus, and Averos are irrelevant. Sha'az Zoch Litom is Tama Eloi Shal Shabbos. Bezruchon Olam HaMuflav Eloi Shal Shabbos Malav El Sot Tamid. You're able to taste the purity and the amazingness and the high spiritual light of Shabbos. And this Or, again, v'zichron ha'olam ha'mufla yilayt shal Shabbos, and this amazing world, this amazing light of Shabbos, kind of brings you into the new week, and it's always with you. Afilu l'achar shechalaf me'az zman rav, even if it goes away after a while, right? You have this amazing Shabbos, again, you have a week where you really prepare, and then you have this amazing Shabbos, so that Or of Shabbos will be with you for many days and weeks to come. So such a powerful light. And what it will do for us, is it'll give us chizuk when we're not feeling it anymore. When we have this sweet taste of Shabbos, that Or will be with us, and we'll be able to tap back into that Or when we aren't feeling it anymore. This is amazing. Yom HaMelech, the next week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, right? The first pasuk in Parshas Emor, maybe it's not the first pasuk, but Emor l'kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta aliyam. So there's two different words of Emor. There's Emor and v'amarta. So Rashi says, why is there two different words? It's teaching us hadar gdom al katanim, that the older kohanim should teach the younger katan, the younger kohanim. So it says in Omeli Melech, what does it mean, Hajar Gdolim al Katanim? Gdolim refers to times of Mochen Degalus, when I'm feeling inspired, and things are good. Katanim refers to times when I'm not feeling good at all, I'm not inspired at all. It says in Omeli Melech, when you're having a time of Gdolim, when you're feeling inspired, like this kind of Shabbos, where you prepare for it throughout the week, and then you have this really big Or of Shabbos. So the Hajar Gdolim al Katanim, when I'm having a moment of Godless, I have to pause, stop, really experience and taste and understand that Or that I'm feeling right now, so that l'hazir al katanim. So when I'm not feeling it anymore, I'll remember to tell myself, hey, last week I was on fire and I had such a good Shabbos, and if I was on fire, that means I can be on fire again, and let me do my best to tap back into that. Again, it's the same idea, that this Shabbos, melav el sot tamid, avi l'achat shechav me'az man rav, da'i b'zeh shetami mena pa'am achas k'di she'a zichron zeh yichya bo ko yamim. This Shabbos is with you throughout the rest of time. This sweetness, this Or, this dvikas goes with you. It leaves a roshim in your heart. and with you in every situation. When you really think about and imagine the world that you're in, when you're in this Or of Shabbos, this world of holiness and purity, so you're miruchak min avira. It totally distances you from the world of avirus. Mikoach ze zoche tamil yot tachas hashpahas haShabbos. V'kenimsa b'olam acher v'mitzias acheres. And through this koach, you're always under the influence of Shabbos, which as we've discussed, is the influence of tshuva, and ava, and dveikus, and simcha. And you're in a brand new world in reality that has nothing to do with avirus. We'll stop here and we'll continue Bezras Hashem tomorrow.